Carlos Pruna, a geometry teacher at the Cape May Technical High School. You were nominated by your student Will Howell, and Mr. Howell's email goes like this. I had Mr. Pruna in 10th grade for geometry. Now, I'm not good in math, really, but Mr. Pruna was always willing to stay after class and after school to answer my questions. He cares about his students succeeding, and he's always willing to go the extra mile to help them. He even helps students from other classes with math problems. He's friendly, happy, upbeat, and puts jokes and comics at the end of his tests to take the edge off. He should be your next Light Rock Teacher of the Month. And we picked you, and congratulations to you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have Will in class.
Yeah, tell me about Will. Is he's a good kid, a good student?
Oh, gosh. I can only describe him as the salt of the earth.
You know, he is now the final person who's in the running for a $2,000 scholarship that we'll be giving away at our Light Rock Teacher of the Year banquet later this month. So maybe he'll win that. Let me ask you, Carlos Pruna, since you're a geometry teacher at Cape May Technical High School and our Light Rock Teacher of the Month, is there a special challenge to getting kids who don't like math, and I kind of sense that from his email, to take to it? Why is it that kids don't like math? Is it the way that it's taught?
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, like sometimes people focus so much on the subject, they forget about the student. Remember what he mentioned about comics at the end of the test?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to win their minds and hearts. If they're not buying into what they're doing, they're not likely to get into it.
Yeah.
Sometimes teachers kind of forget that, especially after 20 years. You know?
Right, yeah. No, I think that's true. And that's not just math. You hear some of the same disconnect with history and other things that should be of real interest, but the teacher and the student just aren't making the connection, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It's also how the teacher looks at the subject as he's teaching it. You know, if he's got a positive attitude about it and they kind of feel it, you know how like a cough is contagious or a laugh is contagious?
Yeah.
A laugh is contagious. Sometimes the positive attitude you throw out is contagious.
Yeah, that's great. Learning can be contagious. What a good concept. Well, for being our Light Rock Teacher of the Month, you have prizes from Island Fitness Centers and from Dr. Lyle M. Back, a facial and massage for you. And as I said, Will may be the winner of a $2,000 scholarship from Light Rock. What's a geometry teacher do for the summer? Do you go crazy and just run amok, or what do you do?
Actually, I like tutoring.
Oh, you tutor.
I tutor and I build things because I'm a geometry teacher, so I like tinkering with my hands with carpentry and things like that. So,
well, good. Yeah. Well, have a fun time with that this summer, and it's a pleasure talking to you. I look forward to meeting you at our banquet, okay?
Same here, Mr. Davis.